On the previous episode of the podcast, I spoke about why one rep max testing is overrated. And genuinely, I think it is. Unless you are a competitive powerlifter, there are better ways for you to measure your progress in the gym. And yes, you should be measuring your progress in the gym for some really key reasons. First of all, if you aren't tracking and measuring your progress in the gym, then you don't know if what you're doing is actually working and benefiting you. Second of all, if you struggle with motivation when it comes to your training, then you should be tracking your progress, because as you see yourself get fitter and get stronger, that in turn will motivate you to go back and do more, because you'll realize that all your hard effort is actually worth it. You see that you're actually getting, there's a benefit to pushing yourself in the gym. Whereas if you just go to the gym and just do random stuff, or you don't measure what you're doing, you don't track it, you've got no idea roughly what your best numbers are, you're not going to draw any motivation from that, because you've got no idea what's actually going on. And you work hard, which for some people is fine, but you don't really know what the actual benefits are. So please, if you're not already, track and measure stuff in the gym. Now, what you track and measure is going to be down to you, your training goals, your experience, the gyms you go to, all that sort of stuff, okay? We can't all have the same metrics, and we don't all need the same metrics, but you definitely need to be recording something. Now, there are a few really, really simple reasons as to why you should be doing AMRAP testing instead of one rep max testing. One of the biggest things, it removes the biggest barrier to overcome as opposed to one rep maxes, is there's very little psychological preparation, okay? At least compared to one rep maxes. If you're going to bench press or squat a weight which you haven't ever done before, that's nerve-wracking. Like, that's kind of scary. There is a lot of psychological, a lot of mental preparation that goes into doing that, because you have to overcome those doubts and those fears and those concerns, which are perfectly normal, by the way. Like, they don't go away. You just learn to manage them, but you have to overcome that. It's nerve-wracking. It doesn't matter who you are, how long you've been training for. If you're going for one rep max and you aren't like completely complacent, you are going to have to overcome those concerns and those fears. And, you know, there's going to be that little voice in the back of your mind telling you not to do it sometimes. You're not going to need the same level of mental preparation if you're doing an AMRAP set. If you've done 8 reps of bench press before with a particular weight, and next week you want to go and beat that and do 9 reps, you're probably a bit more confident because, like I said, you've already done 8 of those reps. Finding enough energy to do one more isn't such a big deal. You know how heavy the weight is. You know how the weight feels in your hands, and you know how far you've pushed yourself before. And so it's just summoning up the energy to try one more. Okay, it doesn't require so much mental preparation. You will be nervous, especially on the big lifts. You will have to get yourself psyched up a little bit and put on a good song, but it's not anywhere near the same. Another reason why AMRAPs are so much better is that they apply across the board. There is a reason why nobody tests their push-up, calf raise, and bicep curl one rep max, or at least no sane person. Because it's just unreasonable. It's so ineffective. I'm not even sure how you would load up a push-up to do a one rep max. Like, just getting that much weight on your back or strapped to you, it'd just be so awkward and so energy draining. It's just not worth it. Like, one rep max is applied to a few exercises. No one does one rep max hack squats. No one does one rep max leg curls for a good reason. But all of those exercises you could do AMRAPs for. Now, you might do different rep numbers. Like, you might test your fifth, you might do, if you can do 15 push-ups now, that's a good AMRAP test to see if you can get 16 or 17, maybe even up to 20. If you can do 15 reps of a hack squat with a particular weight, you probably don't need to be testing yourself if you can do any more, okay? Because 15 reps on a hack squat or on a pendulum squat is as much an effort is as much a training exercise in your conditioning and your endurance as it is your muscular strength and your leg power. That you're probably better off doing sets of 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 on hack squats, pendulum squats, big heavy bilateral lifts. But like I said, AMRAP testing applies across the board. There are not many exercises you can't do it with. You just pick a rough weight and a starting point. And so long as you want to do more reps than you currently can, you continue on that path and you keep going. Like I said, you might be able to do 5 reps of bench press now, and so that weight becomes your AMRAP test, and you keep going until you can do 10, and then you just increase the weight and start all over again. Fantastic. Another huge reason is it's probably a little bit less fatiguing physically as well. In the sense of, you have to train very specifically for 1 rep maxes, and you have to program very specifically, and you have to do lots of build up sets and warm up sets. And doing a true 1 rep max is exhausting. It's just so fatiguing. Whereas if you're already doing 3 sets of 6 reps on something like a pendulum squat, and next week you want to see if you can do 7 reps on one of those sets, then you're already doing 18 reps total. 3 sets, 6 reps. I think my maths is right. So doing a 7th rep on one set means you go from doing 18 tough reps to 19 tough reps. Like, it's less of a massive spike in physical fatigue. So you can do them, again, another bonus this leads into, you can do them more frequently. Now, of course, you're not going to want to test every exercise, every set, every week, every training session in that style, okay? But you might pick a few key exercises across the week. You might pick an arm exercise, a chest exercise, and a leg exercise. And you can do an AMRAP test. You can do one set in an AMRAP style every single week for those for a long period of time, because you're already training that exercise. You're already doing multiple sets, multiple reps, and it's not unreasonable just to push one to absolute true muscular failure and do a little bit more. Especially if your exercises are relatively small ones anyway. Like doing an AMRAP, you could do multiple AMRAP sets on carbs as a test every single week. You could do multiple days of AMRAP testing for your calf muscles. You probably can't do that with big, heavy bilateral movements like pendulum squats, hack squats, front squats, back squats, anything like that. But like tricep pushdowns, you could do an AMRAP test on cable tricep pushdowns every other day. Your triceps would get jacked. You'd recover pretty quickly. It'd be good fun. You'd push yourself. You'd test yourself. Cool. Fantastic. Like, there are some exercises where you can do it. So again, it allows you to test more frequently. Realistically, you might test your 1 rep max a few times a year, which means that you're going to have to absolutely ace it every time to see progress. And that is going to be demotivating, or at least you're not going to draw any motivation from it. Whereas if you can look back, and a lot of my clients, I do this with them. We pick up some graphs where for 8 weeks, we've been testing, let's say a certain kilo on deadlifts or a certain number of repetitions on a bodyweight exercise like chin-ups and push-ups. And every week or every other week, they've made progress. They've done an extra rep or two. And so we get this graph, which plots 8, 10, 12 weeks of progress. And you can see the improvements, and you can see where you started even just 3 months ago. Maybe they could only do 5 push-ups, and 10 weeks later, they're doing 20 push-ups. And you see the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, but you see the progress that's been made, and it's huge. Like, it's so motivating. It's so awesome to look back and realize how far you've come. And that in turn keeps you going. So like I said, AMRAP testing solves a lot of problems, or at least there are so many more benefits to it than 1 rep maxes. 1 rep max testing is overrated unless you're a competitive powerlifter. AMRAPs are where you need to be investing your energy and your effort. Like I said, is less psychological preparation. You can do them more frequently. They apply across the board. There is a reason no one does 1 rep max testing outside of barbell lifts, because you can't do it with calf raises, with bicep curls, with push-ups. But you can do AMRAP testing. Just find the appropriate rep scheme. It's a fantastic training stimulus in of itself. Like I said, doing 8 horrible tough reps on a pendulum squat is a fantastic single stimulus for building massive quads, obviously. Whereas doing a 1 rep max back squat by itself, it's not going to do a huge amount for you anyway, other than just test your 1 rep max back squat. That is why AMRAPs are better than 1 rep maxes. That is why I use them. That is why my clients have them in their program. And that is why you should be giving them a go. You need to be measuring something. But what you measure and how you measure it also matters. If you're not yet, start doing some AMRAP testing. Start having some little tests and some little challenges across the week. And I promise you, you will get so much out of it. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave me a review, or just let me know if you enjoyed it, and subscribe, follow for more. We're under 10 minutes. I'll catch you on the next one.